I know it may sound Roman or Greek, of historical injustice I speak, similar to what the Nazis did to the Jews in the World War II. History would never forget Teddy Afro and the Minilip too. It is time to say enough is better than over. With a clear mind, determination, and a sober, we cannot let the lineage of Minilip to breed when our eyes still cry and our hearts bleed. When we reflect on the historical injustice from our past, we are deeply wounded in the heart. The atrocities and the torture that resided deep in our side until the day we retaliated and revenge on the Anole Chalanco genocide. Oh, how painful our hearts cry out with deep current bleed. Never shall we forget without paying back their deed. So we Carmel rhymes written in clay, we are not gathered here in vain. No more claim, blame, or complain. It is high time we keep burning the freedom's torch and the liberty's flame. We have already won the war against Teddy Afro and made him bow out in shame. We no longer have time to entertain the political game. The victory of Boycott Badale is a joy to freedom lovers and an end to Minilik's popularity and his henchmen, whose appetite for music is nothing but a selfish fame. It is now that we must say no to their political game. Oh, Teddy Afro, what an arrogant, ignorant, and a stupid guy. Is he not ashamed of his fabricated lie of calling genocide as a holy war? How on earth can he praise Minilik as an African hero when the legacy he left behind is absolutely zero? I wonder you to know the aroma's light. I wish to remind you of a genocide in which millions of Romos were mutilated, amputated, ambushed, and died. A day when the Oromo nation mourned of its fallen heroes and pride. I don't care whether you think I'm wrong or right. I will not sympathize with the dictator's plight. I pray to the good Lord to take Teddy Afro and his associates out of our sight. It is very soon that justice will prevail with the sun of freedom shining over Oromia so bright. Thank you. May God bless the Oromo.